X 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin talking to reporters at the Pentagon. This hour, he is expected to address his recent hospitalization and the policies he followed for reporting it to the Biden administration. At the National Prayer Breakfast on Capitol Hill this morning, President Biden joined both Republicans and Democrats in setting aside differences to deliver messages of bipartisanship through unity and faith.
My prayer, my hope, is we continue to believe our best days are ahead of us, that as a nation, we continue to believe in honesty, decency, dignity, and respect.
Layoffs are still historically low, but the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits rose last week to their highest level in 11 weeks. New study by researchers from Harvard and Stanford show American students made historic gains in math and reading last year, but they still have a long way to go to make up for what was lost during the pandemic. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State officials are urging the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reject Dean Phillips' lawsuit to be on the Wisconsin Democratic presidential primary ballot April 2nd. The Justice Department, representing the Wisconsin Elections Commission, says Phillips waited too long. Absentee ballots have to be mailed to overseas and military voters in 2 weeks. The universities of Wisconsin may not be done closing in-person classes at two-year branch campuses.
I anticipate there will be more two-year campuses closed down. It's going to be painful, though. I think Jay and the Board of Regents are doing the best job possible.
Governor Evers, speaking at a WISP Politics luncheon this week, a total of 4 two-year colleges will stop offering in-person classes after this spring. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. The new Wisconsin History Center to be built in downtown Madison is getting another huge donation from philanthropist W. Jerome Frouchy. He's donating another $10 million, bringing his total support for the project up to over $25 million. The 5-story History Center will replace the current Wisconsin History Center on the Capitol Square. It's set to open in 2027. Frouchy says that the center promises to be one of the leading cultural experiences in the Midwest, and he's proud to continue to support the project. SSM Health and Circuit Clinical are teaming up to expand access to oncology treatments in Wisconsin. Circuit Clinical is a nationwide medical research group. They will partner with SSM Health's Madison office to work on oncology research together. Dr. Ryan Porter, an oncologist at SSM Health, says that the partnership will allow them to bring investigative treatments to a network of community-based healthcare facilities across the country. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
The Packers hire a new defensive coordinator. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Matt LaFleur putting out a statement. He has hired Jeff Hafley, age 44, head coach of the Boston College Eagles, to be the new defensive coordinator in Green Bay. Hafley's originally from New Jersey, played wide receiver in high school and at a small college, had secondary coaching stints at Rutgers and Pitt, then got into the NFL, where he's a secondary coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Cleveland Browns, and the San Francisco 49ers. After that, 2 years as a co-defensive coordinator for the Ohio State Buckeyes, then in December of 2019, hired as the new coach in Boston. Matt LaFleur says, we are excited to welcome Jeff and his family to the Packers and the Green Bay community. He's had success at every stop of his coaching career and an impressive track record of developing players at every level. We look forward to Jeff leading our defense. NBA, Bucks in Portland against the Trail Blazers tonight. Again, Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley, the new defensive coordinator for the Packers, with sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Areas of fog still lingering, dense at times. However, a weak cold front will push through around lunch, bringing drier air with it and clearing out the fog. Then, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds as high temperatures soar to the low 40s. It's 35 degrees at our studios.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Held zero, I repeat, zero full committee hearings dedicated to emergency preparedness, cyber threats, infrastructure protection, transportation security, Department of Homeland Security management, or information sharing and intelligence efforts. With the global dynamic that we have not lived up to our oversight obligation here on this committee because you all are obsessed with the border. Because you bend the knee to the orange Jesus, as you refer to him.
Yay! Representative Rob Menendez, one more on the floor yesterday.
We are here on a sham impeachment hearing because of the partisanship of this committee, and enough is enough. Ms. Green asked the American people are listening. They are, and they're tired of the partisanship of this Republican majority that has failed to get things done.
Thank you. Yep. Speaking of things getting it done,
raised by for America, pack of Jews here on Dana wall. Goldberg.
Goldberg's here. Gold. Ha, ha, ha.
For one of the top five funniest lesbians in America.
Goldberg's here.
Come stick with your baby.
For a thousand years. Nothing gets better when Dana's here.
Hi, Dana. Hi.
Good morning, everyone.
You're so adorable. Can I just say your tweet was fantastic. You said more than 35,000 people registered to vote after Taylor Swift posted about it. Republicans, she's a plant for the deep state and Joe Biden. Donald Trump led a coup to overthrow our democracy, is Putin's puppet, and stole multiple classified documents. Republicans, what a patriot. We are officially in the upside down, aren't we?
We absolutely are. And it's probably way more than 35,000 by now. But
right.
Yep.
But that tells you everything you need to know about Republicans. At that time, she didn't say vote for Democrats. She just said vote. Just I want to get the young people involved. But they are terrified.
But Stephanie, we know Republicans don't want everyone to be able to vote. God forbid they would never win another election in their lifetime. Ever.
By the way, and that's why it's such a smart political strategy. We're having trouble getting young voters and women. I know. Let's go after the most popular young woman in show business.
Great idea. I just want to get a picture of, like, they call them Swifties, and you know how they collect bracelets?
Friendship
bracelets. I'm going to be like, this is what Taylor Swift fans collect, and then a picture of someone with a bunch of AR-15s and like, this is what Donald Trump fans collect. Like,
right.
There's just no comparison. And I think it's hysterical that he thinks he's more popular than Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Oh, you said, you also tweeted, Jack Posobiec literally said, we don't have Taylor Swift on our side, but you know, we have Kid Rock, we have Ted Nugent, we have influencers, we have all these people. And you said, and now I can't stop laughing.
And we have John Voight. I didn't get it into the tweet, but I mean, John Voight, all of us should be terrified.
Yikes. Yeah, I, you know, we were saying it is like, sad, funny, but kind of like sad and terrifying. Because I was saying I didn't even know like the millions she's given to charity and just some of, you know, that she is just such a beacon of sort of joy and light and positivity in the world. I mean, it's like punching Bambi. I'm like, right. Really? You know,
that's a really good analogy. Yeah, it would be like being angry at Mother Teresa. Like Taylor Swift, what she has done with her money, she takes care of everyone on her crew, like above and beyond. Yep. They were talking about the other day at one of the football, I think one of the arenas that she had to get up to the suite. And so everything got put on lockdown in the elevator because they needed to get. And she literally tipped everyone $100 because she was like, wait a minute, you guys work here. I'm so sorry for the inconvenience. She's a mensch. That's what we call her in the Jewish tradition. She's a mensch.
Yeah. By the way, Beth Lapidus just referred to Passover as Days of Wine and Moses. And I just think that's a really funny joke. Okay. We just had Tristan Snell on, and I thought, like, this goes to the heart of it, too. Donald Trump hates Taylor Swift for having more fans than him, for being more likable than him, for actually having talent unlike him, for actually being a billionaire and a successful business mogul unlike him. I mean, she is triggering right-wing men like nobody's business, right?
She is, but also what a bizarre world we're living in where they're actually worried about a pop singer swaying an election instead of, like, passing legislation. You just touched on it. This is one of the most incompetent House of Representatives we've ever had. I think 23 bills have been passed since they had the majority since the midterms. It's absurd.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
just not doing anything. So let's ruin the, let's, you know, let's put a block on the border. Let's not fix that. Let's go after Taylor Swift. I think their priorities are kind of screwed up.
And we were saying, and they're just saying the quiet part out loud all the time now. They're just like, you know, no, we don't, you know, it's a crisis, but we got to wait for Donald Trump. You know, it can wait a year and whatever. Chuck Grassley said, you know, this will help
if
Biden.
If anyone's going to fix the crisis, it's going to be Donald Trump.
Yes. Gerald Nadler on all this.
But this is pitiful, and it's minor league stuff compared to major legislation that will actually solve our border problem. And that legislation is pending in the Senate. The Senate will probably pass it next week, but we are told that it won't even be allowed to come to a vote in the House. Why? Because Marjorie Taylor Greene has said that if the Speaker brings any immigration bill that the Senate passes to the floor, she will move to vacate the chair.
What a hot mess of a party. I mean, seriously.
I just don't understand how their constituents don't realize they are literally not doing anything. Like, they're not doing what they were elected to do. They're not fixing anything. For her to say that out loud, it's just absurd to me that these people somehow get reelected. I hope that people are primarying anyone that has any sort of a close seat right now.
Yeah. I mean, that Marjorie Taylor Greene, I don't know, is not either in prison or a loony bin. I don't. This is another congressman on that.
And I have to say, it is pretty rich hearing the gentleman from Georgia express her concern about terrorism when she literally was selling defund the FBI T-shirts and hats on her website for $30 a piece, $30 for the shirts and another $30 for the hats. You don't get both for just the $30. The leading law enforcement agency tasked with combating terrorism in this country and keeping people safe, and she wants to defund it. So I am not going to take any lectures from her on securing this homeland from terror. And with that, I yield back.
She probably wants to defund them before they figure out that she is the pipe bomber. Oops. Oh, allegedly, maybe.
Allegedly. I really wish that would happen, though. I mean, what a gift that would be, wouldn't it? If that finally happened.
Yeah. Oh, my God. By the way, we were just saying, you know, speaking of Taylor Swift, and, you know, you were talking about how what a good person. I keep, it's just stuck in my head, this watching this Biden on a call with the parents of, you know, fallen soldiers. And just, again, comparing and contrasting what a good person he is. This part of the White House said he was grateful for their time. He expressed to them how proud we all are of their service. I mean, it's just contrast with Donald Trump making everything about himself, telling the mother of a fallen soldier, well, he knew what he was signing up for. I mean, he's a sociopath. And Biden, they also said Biden gauged the family's feeling about him going to the dignified transfer. The fact that, I mean, Trump just made everything about him. I mean, like, he just, I thought, like, you just couldn't see a better example of the kind of human Biden is.
Absolutely. And you know, it's so sad that a lot, I don't know how much of his empathy comes from his own personal loss, but it's tremendous. If you've ever met this man in person, he exudes caring for other human beings. He wants you to feel seen and embraced. He is a good man and he has an incredible heart. There's no comparison when it comes to Trump, but I think Biden, just in general, even if he wasn't the president of the United States, I think people would see him as just a really empathic man.
Yeah. I met him once when he was vice president, and I know what you mean. I don't know whether they, you know, Chris, you always say that's a good politician.
Right.
You know, in one way, but you're right. I think with him, it's authentic that he really made me feel like he knew who I was. Right. He was like focused on, you know, connecting. And I thought, you're right. There's just, that's something you
Gavin Newsom has that. Bill Clinton had that.
Yeah.
Barack Obama had that. Yeah.
Bill Clinton has that and got himself into
this. You can use your powers
some people can overconnect.
Yeah, so you can use your powers for good or evil.
I remember a story that you told Steffi about being in the room, and you were like, I don't want to.
I would sleep with him, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, I was telling the story when I worked at Oxygen, and Bill Clinton was down in Chelsea Marketplace. There were three floors of women that worked at Oxygen, and everybody was down
in
Chelsea Marketplace.
Emptied out. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like peanuts. Everyone was like,
"You just gotta use your powers for good and not evil."
Exactly.
That's all.
Yep.
Michael in North Carolina, you're on with Dana. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mama. Hey, Dana. With regard to what you were saying about the inactivity in the House, Chip Roy, who, as we know, is not a puppet outside of Amarillo, said, "Tell me one thing I can campaign on."
Thank you.
There isn't anything.
Thank you.
And they've done.
Thank you.
Now, with regard to Tristan Snell, in a previous incarnation, in early life, I attended my share of real estate seminars, not a Trump University one, but others. And what they do is, after your 3 hours of whatever you get, they basically won't let you leave until you fill out an evaluation. Now, Trump always said, we have tremendous evaluations. Our students loved our course. What the evaluation does is it tells you, you tell them, and again, you can't leave until you fill it out, how much you gained from the seminar. That's an introductory seminar. You've been bombarded with information. You have no idea how legitimate it is. You haven't tried it out. You haven't had any success. And then, you know, he'll waive this. And if your evaluation is less than stellar, I'm sure it gets memory holes.
Right. Yeah, so, exactly. As Chris always says, Trump is the worst timeshare salesman ever.
Yes. Exactly.
It's just what he is.
But, man, people are still buying beachfront property in Arizona from him.
And by the way, yes, Chip Roy is also a... What's it? Roy Rogers Restaurant mixed with a
miniature golf course.
Yes.
Right. In
a Chip Roy in Amarillo.
Yes.
Yeah. Or no, Lubbock. I'm sorry. It's outside.
No,
Lubbock.
It's a chain. There's one in Amarillo. There's one in Lubbock.
And outside Lubbock. Yeah. Pardon me. Okay. 17 minutes after the hour. This portion of everything being better because Dana Goldberg is here on the Stephanie Miller Show, brought to you by. This is the AdamandEve.com put the wow in Dana Goldberg's jingle.
That's right.
Goldberg's here. Yeah. you know what? Valentine's Day is coming up, kiddies. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
AdamandEve.com.
Your toys for Valentine's Day.
So you get a whip and you get a bondage kit and you get a vibrator and you get a dildo. I just turned into a Valentine's Day Oprah. I'm Adam and Eve Oprah. Okay. Ignite your Valentine's Day this year. Wow. AdamandEve.com. I have booby party napkins, people.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah. I've seen them. You can probably get boy parts ones for you. Yeah.
Eggplants?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boy part ones.
Eggplant emojis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. There's board games. There's fantastic. It's fun. There's just fun.
Yes.
Big bags of fun. Check out the rose. Wow.
That's got extra suction.
Pardon me. It's probably best my mom has passed.
Yeah.
when I started doing these ads, but okay. But I really believe in AdamandEve.com. It's select any one item, you get it at 50% off any, almost any item. When you select your one item, you also get free shipping. Head on over to AdamandEve.com. Use the offer code Miller. That is Miller at AdamandEve.com. Have a happy Valentine's Day.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He is 83 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, for me, this has been a real game changer. I love it. I use it in my bike and hike bottle every day. Morning Kick isn't just your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, give you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million brand new socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted on air every single one of those items, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted how long it takes to make a donation possible, it would only take a minute. That's how fast and easy it is for you to instantly spark a donation. Because for every comfy pair of socks, underwear, and T-shirt you purchase, Bombas donates an equally comfy item. So, in just a few clicks, you'll have better, everyday clothes for you and for those who need them.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout. bombas.com/Stephanie. Code Stephanie.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape, because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244, 608-238-6244, or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com. It's Fully Leaded Education Talk, Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny, weeknights at 7, on the talk you can't ignore, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, and on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. It is true. We have the smartest, funniest, sexiest liberals of all time on our show. Mm. Like Dana Goldberg. Like Kevin in Chicago says, the giggling whore, Jenny from Maryland, of the Stephanie Miller Show fame, cannot be faulted for pleasuring herself when Bob Seska's around. The fact that he's smart, funny, and godlike in physique is proof that God does indeed give with both hands. We have no choice but to succumb. It's true. We get a lot of versions of wow about Dana.
Yes, so, we do.
I think you get the point. Wow. So that's why it's in your jingle. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and Bob Seska is quite the...
Mm-hmm. He's quite a looker.
Quite the looker.
Yes.
Quite the looker.
I like the cut of his jib. So we talk, and speaking of Tristan Snell.
He's got gorgeous eyes.
Beautiful. But our legal lad, you know, we're talking about just Trump's best friend delay, you know, and this is like what is so stomach churning for all of us, right? This timeline before the election. And so I was this political piece, the timing of the D.C. Circuit's opinion could bear heavily on whether Trump sees a criminal trial that carries the risk of jail time in 2024, whether he faces potential prison, is at the mercy of the federal appeals court that's operating on its own schedule at a time when every day matters. More than 50 days have elapsed since Trump's criminal proceedings in a D.C. Trial court on charges for attempting to, this is the J6, for overturning the election, were paused indefinitely. They won't resume until the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals and most likely the Supreme Court resolve the question hanging over the entire case, whether he is immune from criminal prosecution. I haven't heard one legal person, Dana, say that they think he'll win. It's just, is he going to be able to delay it long enough? It says even if those courts ultimately reject Trump's immunity arguments, an outcome that most legal experts expect, the protracted delays help him, whose strategy across various trials has been to drag them out for as long as possible. It creates the possibility if he wins the presidency, Trump will avoid the charges altogether by having the Justice Department end the prosecutions or pardon himself. So, right. You know, I hear that ticking 60 minutes clock in my head all the time. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, I just agree with you. I don't, there's nothing we can do other than watch this play out, which is horrifying. I'm hoping that that doesn't happen. And then there's a criminal case that comes down before the election. Also, the fact that a sitting president who's had 91?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Felons. Federal indictments? I mean, come on. It's absurd that he could even hold office. But I would like to think that it doesn't just protect him from being prosecuted if God forbid he's elected.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be, that everybody keeps saying that, you know, a felon can't vote, but, you know, if he is going to be convicted in one of them, you can be commander in chief, but you can't vote. I mean, it's just, yeah.
I think one of the things we don't talk about enough is that the leader for the Republican presidential party is out on bail. Yeah.
Yes.
He's out on bail. It's
in
not
four
like he's just
different. Yes.
Yeah. In four different cases. This isn't just a normal citizen walking around.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's, and we were saying about it, just at what point is it so egregious with Judge Cannon and so obvious? I'm sure you and Allison talk about this on Daily Beans, that it's just, I mean, the fact that our whole justice system, you know what I mean? And I would argue in some cases that's the most important for national security. And as Tristan Snell was saying, that's like a slam dunk case. You know, yeah. Bart McQuaid always tells us documents. Documents can't lie, you know, and they've got him dead to rights. And you're like, does he just get away with that because he lucked into getting this unqualified hack that he appointed?
We know that our judicial system has so many things wrong with it. There's two different sets of laws that apply to different people in this country. But yeah, it's unfortunate that he was, whether it was judge shopping or not, that he got Eileen Cannon. And there's so many people in the judiciary that were Trump appointees that were favors, and they don't belong. They're unqualified. We saw this when he was president of the United States, when you've got people like Betsy DeVos. And listen, Love apparently was a great surgeon, but Ben Carson, I don't even know if he's awake still. I have no idea.
Anita in San Antonio with a correction about where the Chip Roy is. Hello, Anita.
Okay. Yes, Chip Roy is not from Amarillo or Lubbock. Unfortunately, he's from San Antonio. I know that because I used to live in his district.
Oh.
He represents parts of San Antonio and the Hill Country.
Okay.
But Chris says the Roy Rogers / putt-putt that he owns is a chain, so it could presumably be in both Lubbock.
There could be one in Lubbock. Amarillo, and San Antonio.
Waco.
We live by the Judy Tenuta rule. It could happen.
Yeah.
It always could happen.
It could happen.
It always could happen. You just never know.
That's terrifying, though, that Judy Tenuta and Donald Trump are just like an octave away from each other. It could happen, and it could happen. I mean, like, he's just... It's very...
Angel, devil. Angel.
Rolling right now in her brain.
Yeah, yeah.
Devil.
Right.
29 minutes after the hour. More Dana Goldberg.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are trying again to curb the governor's veto powers. They're proposing a constitutional amendment to bar governors from using their partial veto power to increase any tax or fee. That's after Governor Evers used his partial veto last July to raise funding for public schools for the next 400 years. A new governor's task force is looking for solutions to Wisconsin's health care worker shortage. John Ike heads the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health. He says the problem is especially bad in the state's smaller communities.
It is harder to make the math work. There's just not enough in the funding pools to pay for this to go away.
The panel aims to offer some solutions in time for work on the next 2-year state budget. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. The first of 3 community listening sessions on the F-35 fighter jets takes place at Madison College tonight. Hosted by the State Department of Military Affairs, the listening session starts at 6 in the college's Health Education Building. More sessions will be held Friday and Saturday night. The department hopes the sessions will build a stronger relationship between the community and the 115th Fighter Wing at Madison's Truex Airfield. Bird watchers are set to gather in Prairie du Sac later this month as the State Department of Natural Resources announces that Bald Eagle Watching Day is set for February 10th. The event was originally scheduled last month but had to be postponed due to weather. Attendees can head to the newly renovated overlook on Walter Street to watch the eagles soar over the Wisconsin River. There will also be a live raptor show at Sauk Prairie High School. They say the best time to see the eagles is in the early morning and before dusk. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Areas of fog still lingering, dense at times. However, a weak cold front will push through around lunch, bringing drier air with it and clearing out the fog. Then, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds as high temperatures soar to the low 40s. Currently, it's 37.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Partisan Republicans are seeking to impeach Secretary Mayorkas for the following reasons. One, later this year, United States voters will choose a president for the next 4 years. The presumptive Republican nominee, Donald Trump, is a narcissistic, hateful liar who was found by a court of law to have raped and defamed at least one woman. He is currently facing 91 criminal charges for a wide variety of alleged offenses, including a felony conspiracy to defraud the United States. He was twice impeached by the House of Representatives, including for inciting a violent insurrection.
And I'm just getting warmed up.
Yeah, that was the clerk reading for Eric Swalwell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He does have quite the resume. It's just not the resume we'd like for someone who's president of the United States.
Quite a long list, yes.
That's a great resume.
All right. Well, you know, Jenny the Giggling Whore from Maryland, when she opens the show as our first call, now right. Karen in Chicago says, I literally was pleasuring myself on hold when Jenny from Maryland said that. we could not and should not deny ourselves the pleasure of Bob Seska.
Oh, God.
All right. Everybody, listen, we've started a chain reaction. Oh, God. Everybody, just control your hoary selves. All right. Okay, got it. Dana.
Yes, dear.
We've been talking just about, you know, we played, I'm sure you saw that Colin Coward, you know, he's like the Fox News sports guys, but just talking about, you know, how insane this is and how many apparently sad, lonely men there are in the country that are just losing it over Taylor Swift. And I'm like, is it triggering our high school stuff? Like, I don't, we can't all be the star quarterback or the homecoming queen. You know, I mean, I don't know.
I think one of our listeners said this, just tweeted, it's jealousy. It's one of those things. None of these guys are have a chance with Taylor Swift. Now this star football player has, and they're actually an adorable couple.
Yeah.
She's
a billionaire with a B. She's not married. She's everything they hate. She's an independent, powerful, strong woman.
Oh, but she's definitely after, you know, Travis for that $70,000 bonus he's going to get for going to the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Right. I mean, you're right. None
absurd.
Of Dana, that's a great point. None of the usual memes work. Oh, she's a gold digger. She's a whore. She's a this. You know, I mean, it's just, It really is. I always say to Chris and Jody, we are in the stupidest timeline. It's just that all of these ridiculous conspiracy theories that she's a Pentagon psyop that funded by Big Pharma because he's vaccinated, to get Joe Biden real. So they've rigged the NFL's rigged the Super Bowl to get Joe Biden.
I'm like, rabbit hole.
Like my brain broke like halfway through the first round of these conspiracies.
Yeah, the rabbit hole they went down. And I saw something the other day, like Taylor Swift just going to the games and having any sort of airtime has actually like generated something like $300+ million for the NFL just based on new people watching football. Yeah. They're not good. Like, no one's going to say no to that.
She is her own economy.
Yeah. Yes. She's a larger economy than most countries.
Yeah. And some states.
But, you know, Chris sort of echoed the same concern that really Taylor Swift's dad did in that documentary, not just, oh, it'll hurt your career to be political, but for her safety, because this environment we're in is terrifying, for any Trump critics, but for women. We just did the story. Fannie Willis had to send a body double out dressed like Fannie Willis, you know, when she had the indictment came down, when she had very serious death threats. You know, 80-year-old E. Jean Carroll needs security. I mean, how many judges and prosecutors have been swatted? I mean, it is
that's
really
the serious part of all of this is Taylor's already had stalkers, like a lot of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is just, it really does get the right revved up where they think that they can take someone out, whether it's Taylor Swift or someone who works in an abortion clinic or someone who's running for office.
Yeah.
And listen, the amount of death threats that are going toward politicians on both sides of the aisle is absurd, but it stems from Donald Trump and him being able to say whatever he wants to say with impunity. It's just gross.
Chris, that's the good news about me just sort of aging out of relevance is it does really cut down on the amount of stalkers that just have the interest or energy and, you know.
Just don't show your feet again.
Yeah.
Let's on camera.
And you're pretty easy to stalk. You work out of your basement.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, if it was going to happen, Steph, it would have happened by now.
Everyone's too lazy to stalk me now. They're just like, I don't know.
They also know you're
we're all old now. Who cares?
No one wants someone who can ride a bike 40 miles.
Right.
They'll never be able to catch you.
But, you know, on the not so funny, everybody's talking about this story. We're having my best friend Wanda on, who's a brilliant psychologist, on Monday. Just, you know, George Conway was saying, I think, like, we are, more than anything else, like, gripped by mental illness in this country. I mean, it's just all of these conspiracy theories and violence and, you know, this man detained over beheading of his own father as police probe his
anti-Biden story.
As police probe his anti-Biden rant, the Sun reportedly raged about the president, far-left woke mobs, and the LGBTQ community in a gruesome and disturbing online video. The decapitated body of his father was discovered in the bathroom in their home in Pennsylvania. He apparently, you know, used his father's severed head in a video. The footage he showed is, he claimed his father was a longtime federal employee, quote, who is now in hell for eternity as a traitor to his country, and ranted about President Biden, far left woke mobs, gay people, blah blah blah. I mean, again, Dana, these are every Fox News talking point, every, you know, right winger, you know, it's just like the, you know, the Buffalo shooters manifesto could be a Elise Stefanik speech. I'm sorry, there is a, you know, it is so largely skewed to right wing stuff that I'm sorry, I'm not just being political. This stuff,
absolutely.
I mean, this violence, you know, is obviously the FBI has noted this, right?
Yeah, and this, what bothers me is there's been complaints about this guy, and I think they've been watching him since 2017. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand how things haven't happened between now and then that would have been a red flag enough to get this guy off the streets in some way. Yeah. I mean, it's a horrifying story, but yes, it is. The mental illness issue in this country needs to be addressed and needs to be funded.
And the mainstream media lets Fox News and these right-wing whack outlets get away with spinning this every time. They're saying, oh, no, he was a left-winger because he talked about student loans. He quite clearly, I mean, couldn't be much more obviously a right-wing lunatic. You know, but they don't take any responsibility, even when it happens, you know, whether it's the shooter at Mother Emanuel or, you know, the supermarket that I grew up with in Buffalo. It's just it's these complete racist memes, replacement theory. I mean, they could, like I say, be on any Fox News host rant or, you know, some Republican politician's speeches.
Absolutely,
I mean, including Trump, of course.
Yeah, but let's go after Taylor Swift instead of changing gun laws. Let's go after Taylor Swift instead of working, you know, fixing the mental health issue in this country. It's absurd.
Yeah.
You know, all of it. We've seen it all on the left. We know exactly what they're doing. We know their playbook. I'm surprised is there a caravan coming? I think there is, right? Because we've been talking about the borders.
It's an emergency. It's an emergency and an invasion, but it can wait until.
Yes. Until November. And actually, January of next year.
Right, yeah.
Let's not even do it November.
Yeah. This headline, Texas Attorney General targets Georgia Clinic in another attempt to obtain private medical records of transgender youth.
Yeah.
The stuff they spend their time doing is just, in another attempt to obtain the private medical records of transgender youth, I don't even understand this. Why isn't he in jail? Okay, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is requesting the records of Texan minors from a Georgia-based telehealth clinic. The clinic's founder says the clinic's providing hormone therapy and other services for transgender and non-binary people, requesting the medical records of minors who receive care from the clinic, including information protected by health privacy laws. That would be my first question. It's like, those laws go away somehow? Or, I mean,
I don't understand how he can do this across state lines. And he tried to do it at a place in Seattle, and they sued him.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
And I hope that every clinic does that if they reaching out. It is absurd.
Yeah.
It's unconstitutional. I hope that he gets his, I got to remember I'm on Stephanie Miller. I hope he gets his butt sued.
Thank you. You can say ass.
You can say ass.
Yeah. I can say ass? Oh. I never know what I can say.
Yeah, you can say ass.
Okay,
you can say it a couple of times.
Story. I got my shirt on.
Michael in the Bronx, you're on with Dana. Hey, Mike. Hi, Michael.
Hello, sexy in the room. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm a little under the weather.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Dear. Okay.
Yeah, that's the roller coaster weather for you.
Yeah.
But in defense of Taylor Swift and President Biden, the right wingers want to say that they're bringing politics to football and trying to rig the games. Definitely farther from the truth. Any politics into football, that was done like about 5 or 6 years ago by Trump himself. When he made the issue of people taking a knee during the national anthem, and then when somebody like Colin Kaepernick was asked about the purpose of taking a knee, he says to acknowledge and recognize the injustices that's been going on in this nation, including the racism.
Yeah.
And that's when Trump blew up and said...
Yep, absolutely. All right, Michael, you need to take a lozenge. I feel bad. Stop talking and take a lozenge. Yeah, JoJo from Jersey was saying, it's just that we have all these fantasies for the Super Bowl. She was like, fill like a luxury box with like every woman that the right wing hates. It's like Hillary, Pelosi, Taylor Swift, Bonnie Willis, and Letitia James.
I don't know who they're going to cheer for.
And they all take a knee.
Yeah. I don't know who they're going to cheer for. All these memes about, like, I just want to see Taylor Swift performing with Colin Kaepernick while drinking a Bud Light, you know, wearing in a Target shirt.
With drag queens.
It's absurd.
With drag queens. Lots of gays.
Yeah.
Okay, dare I say Megyn Kelly might be the least bit jealous of Rachel Maddow?
A little?
Speaking of jealousy for powerful women. This is so
weird.
Petty.
Yeah. Dana, you and, Jody and Franz, all of us, we're like in a real sisterhood where we support other women, you know? Megyn Kelly's just so, like, obviously jealous, mm-hmm. right? So she gloated that Rachel Maddow's purported exclusive first interview with E. Jean Carroll fell apart, complained that Maddow gets paid $30 million for one show a week. Okay, well, if you're as good as she is, you might.
She negotiated that, her employer agreed, so that's a great deal.
Oh, this doesn't surprise me at all. In a segment with Glenn Greenwald,
Of
course.
Kelly taunted Maddow over the non-exclusive, trashed the quality of her interview with Carroll and Kaplan, which was fantastic. And it accused her of lying during Trump's entire term in office, which I swear to God, this false equivalence they try to make between her and, say, Hannity. It's like, no. When Rachel makes a mistake, she corrects it. Yes. She is a journalist. You know, she's... Anyway. So she said blah, 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 blah. Where did she say... Oh, she said when she was talking about how much Trump lies, she said, no self-awareness, the ability to lie with impunity without any tell, it's a superpower. Yes, and you have it, madam. You exercised it for 4 years when he was in the White House. Give me some examples mm-hmm. of what Rachel lied about.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they can't.
I can't. That's why there's nothing to say. Also, Megyn Kelly, didn't she get paid like $60 million for two specials?
Like, thank you for getting and Rachel Maddow has the highest ratings of anybody ever, I think, you know, in cable, certainly, you know, on MSNBC. And I'm like, yeah, exactly. Megyn Kelly got paid how much for crappy ratings and mm-hmm. then got fired? It's just, ugh.
I just also got to keep her entire contract after she got fired.
It's like Nikki Haley attacking Kamala Harris. I just, there's a hotter place in hell for women that attack other women, other powerful women, you know.
I agree.
Yeah, but anyway, I mean, and by the way, if anyone could be jealous and catty about Rachel Maddow, it should be me.
Right.
I started with her and I ended up in my basement and she gets $30 for one show. And I don't care. I'm really proud of her and I love her.
Point of order.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
You went up against her in her time slot on radio and won.
Oh, well, that's a small consolation prize. I got to work in this magical, leaky little colander in my basement while she makes $30 million.
You vanquished her to television.
Oh, my God.
I take total credit. I take total credit for her meteoric rise.
Chris, every time I need a pep talk.
You what?
Don't call Chris.
Call Chris every time I need a pep talk.
He's fantastic. Okay.
Yeah, that's why you keep me around.
Yeah. That's how I've risen to the heights. I don't have yes men. I have no men. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth, the best Valentine's gift. Whee! I'm telling you, who doesn't want the gift of soft? God, it's so soft.
And sustainable.
Sustainable.
Yes.
Temperature regulating from viscose from bamboo.
Yes.
Okay, you started it.
No.
Okay. I'm just saying, I have my olive color Cozy Earth pajamas on the way. I can't wait. I have the black and the blush color. And I'm telling you, how about for him? The Cozy Earth bamboo joggers, the bamboo pullover crew, the awesome new cityscape hoodie. I mean, there's something very bath towels. There's even a snuggle blanket.
A snuggle blanket.
What? Okay. It is. They are incredibly soft and luxurious. Everything they make. Now save up to 35% on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels, and more. All backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Miller for up to 35% off at checkout. CozyEarth.com. Type in the promo code Miller.
She's the aggressive progressive. Dunker. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He is 83 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, for me, this has been a real game changer. I love it. I use it in my bike and hike bottle every day. Morning Kick isn't just your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, give you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point. And I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did. And you know if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
There are a lot.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers?
Well, maybe. I don't
know. Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
Dana Goldberg is here, and it has been confirmed on Twitter, so that means it's true that everything is, in fact, better.
Yep.
Thank you.
You know how your life could get even better if you wanted to see Dana live?
How would Yes. Come see me live. I was just in Tampa. Thanks for the Steph Heads for showing up for that show. March 8th, I'm going to be in Bend, Oregon. And April 12th, come spend my birthday with me in Fort Lauderdale. Nice. And then I've got like a dozen galas in between. So just go to danagoldberg.com.
All right.
Also follow me on Instagram, DG Comedy, because I post a lot there as well.
I just said Ben sounds dirty, so that seems
yeah,
fun.
It is.
But now I'm over that you didn't like my joke.
But
about
you also
Ben.
Made a joke that made no sense.
All right. Ben, I just met her. All right, listen, I'm
no
tired.
Sense.
It's the end of the show. Play Jerry Nadler. Here we are.
All right.
Jerry Nadler.
Why? Because our former president wants a campaign issue. Senator Tillis has said this is shameful. Senator Romney has said this is more than shameful. And yet, that's what we're hearing. That's what we're seeing from our friends on the Republican side of the aisle. A total disinterest in the public interest. A total disinterest in the public safety. A total interest only in rhetoric and campaign material.
Yeah,
President, they said it by their own admission.
Yep.
President Biden said, give me the Border Patrol, give me the judges, give me the people who can stop this and make it work. They absolutely do. They don't even want to not do anything. They want to make it worse. So they're so stupid and hand-handed about it. I just think it's becoming clear even to the public. So I don't think it's even working for them politically.
I hope it's becoming clear to the public, because that's the only thing that's going to stop this madness, is if people vote them out. That's the power we have.
Speaking of which, future Speaker Hakeem Jeffries yesterday. Here we go.
Joe Biden, as president, has led in a very bipartisan way. Clearly, we have a broken immigration system. We need to address the challenges at the border, do it in a manner consistent with our values, in a comprehensive manner, and in a bipartisan way. But the Republicans, apparently, despite insisting for the last few months that this is an urgent challenge that must be met, because they've been ordered by Donald Trump to walk away, appear prepared to do just that.
I actually feel like when I look at this latest polling, Dana, I'm sort of glad they appear to all be following him over the cliff to go to the way of the Whigs.
I'm just shocked that they don't know by now. Like, if you follow this man, you are going to go down.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it's the abortion issues, whether it's going to be the border, people are losing that he endorses.
Yeah.
I just don't know why they don't see it.
Yeah.
I still think it goes back to the RNC hack. I think this guy has, like, blackmail on so many of these politicians.
Yeah. And I always say, Dana, it is the whole party. And actually what scares me, I saw Judge Luttig is also filing at the Supreme Court to, have him not be eligible. I mean, I do think so many people recognize him as such a clear and present danger to this
Absolutely.
Country and to the world that they want to stop him by any legal means necessary. But I do have a little thing in my head where I'm like, MAGA is already, whoever they, Nikki Haley would also be awful. Like, I'm like, whatever results in Joe Biden not being president, I think is a disaster.
I 100% agree when they're like, oh, Nikki Haley would be so much better. No, she wants women to actually be able to go to jail for having a abort. Like, she's not any better, in my opinion. I mean, I think she has less webs outside of her into foreign countries. But she herself would not make a good president of the United States.
And we're talking about just how dangerous the environment is. Gender-affirming care clinic burned down in horrific arson. This is terrorism, says LGBTQ Nation. Firefighters in Georgia have determined a fire at this clinic was intentionally set. Again, terrorism, right-wing terrorism is...
Well, now they're also raiding leather bars in Portland, saying that there's lewd behavior. Like, we are swinging so far back.
Arresting men for not wearing a shirt,
right?
That sort of thing.
I mean,
oh my God, Chris! I will visit you in jail.
Well, it's really frightening. What's going on up there?
It is terrifying.
Yeah. Dana,
I'm
sorry. I know it is. I wish we always wish we had more time. But DG Comedy on all the socials. Go
Please
see her
do.
Live. She's if it's possible, she's even more a delight in person.
She is.
I have hugged her. I can confirm.
I'm a great hugger.
I love you, Dana Goldberg.
Thanks, Dana.
You protect trans kids.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
the Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.